Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zevachim in Perek Yud Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. So we said last time, meaning last Mishnah, the Mishkan Shiloh stood for 369 years. Afterwards, the Oil Moed went up in the city of Noiv. After many years, that Mishkan was destroyed. And the Oil Moed went up in Givon. Throughout this time period, whether or not you could be Makrev and Obama, that kept changing. Now, maybe you're asking what happened to Mishkan Shiloh. So if you learn Sefer Shmuel, you'll know the answer. But I'll tell you. During the days of Shmuel HaNavi, the Yidden did something which they were not allowed to do. They took the Arayin out of Mishkan Shiloh and they brought it to war against the Pelishtim. The Arayin was captured. When they told Eli HaKayin what happened, he was the Kayin Gadol, he fell back and he passed away. At that point, the Yidden were devastated. The Pelishtim had won the battle. They captured the Arayin. Now, the Pelishtim didn't hold on to the Arayin for a very long time. Terrible plagues affected them. They put the Arayin on a wagon, and the animals pulling the wagon on their own said Shira and brought the Arayin back to the Yidden. Still, for all practical purposes, Mishkan Shiloh stopped. It was destroyed. Shmuel HaNavi brought the Oil Moed to Noiv. And the Oil Moed stood in Noiv until another tragedy took place. And that was when the city of Noiv, Ir HaKehanim, was killed out because of a Lashon Hara. But you can learn the Pesukim and Shmuel to see the story. After the city of Noiv was destroyed, Shmuel brought the Oil Moed to Givon. In the Seder Oilam Rabbah, also in the Yalkut Shmaini, it is brought down that the Oil Moed of the Midbar stood in Noiv and afterwards in Givon. In Givon, the Pasuk says so beferish in Divrei Hayamim. In Noiv, it doesn't really say so beferish. There are other shitas Rashi and Psachim is that in Noiv, there was a stone house like that in Shiloh, but they had the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Midbar Sinai. Some say it's also mashma that way from the Lashon of the Rambam, because the Rambam says they came to Noiv and they built a Migdash there. They came to Givon and they built a Migdash. So it sounds like it was a house of stone, not only in Noiv, but some say the Rambam holds even in Givon. Okay, either way, our Mishnah tells us, Bo, when Klal Yisrael came to Noiv Givon, when the Mishkan was put up in Noiv, as long as it stood there, and afterwards in Givon. Now we're not talking about a very long period of time. The whole Noiv and Givon says about Tnura was 52 years. But during that time period, Bamais were mutter. Hutru ha-Bamais. They went back to the heter of Bamais. You could be makriv, a carbon on a private mizbeach. And that's because the Pasuk says, explains about Tnura, the reason private karbanais are mutter is because kilebasa matata elamnucha ve'elhanachla. Elamnucha means Mishkan Shiloh. But once Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, the heter bamis would return until Nachla, and Nachla means the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, there was no longer any heter whatsoever for them to be makriv karbanis and bamis. So again, Zakt Mishnah, Perig Yudalad Mishnah Zayim, Bo Lenoiv Givon, when they came to Noiv Givon, Hutru HaBamis, the bamis became mutter again. Kotche Kodeshim, Necholon Lefnim and Akloim, were eaten within the Chatzar Oil Mayed. Kadashim Kalim, B'chol Ari Yisrael, throughout all the cities in Yisrael. And the same is true for Meister Sheni, says about Tanura. The Pasuk puts them together. Does this mean it had to be in a city? No, it didn't have to be in a city at all. When the Mishnah says B'chol Ari Yisrael, it meant to say you can eat it wherever you were. You didn't have to come to the Makim HaMishkan, or like in Shiloh, to a place where you could see the Makim HaMishkan. So again, the Mishnah tells us, when they came to Noiv and Givon, Bamas became mutter. Kadashim Kadashim had to be eaten in the Chatzar Mishkan, but Kadashim Kalim, wherever you were, Bechal Arei Yisrael.